The Blind Shake wrapping up here on Off the Record. How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. So you guys have been crazily touring everywhere this past year, and I was gonna just ask you, so where's the adventure after this record release?
First up is Gonerfest in Memphis, Tennessee at the end of this month, and then what? The U.S., I guess, and some Canada.
Five-week tour with the OCs.
Yep.
Awesome. And any fun tour stories that have been along the way?
Recently, we had all our stuff stolen in South by Southwest. That was fun.
That was good fun.
Well,
we're not doing bad tour. Okay, that was not fun. Fun tour story.
Fun tour, yeah.
We bought more stuff and use it now.
Well, I'm glad for the recovery as well. And I heard you guys just got your vinyl today for the new record. How is it looking?
Just today.
Yeah, it's it's egg. What is it called?
Easter egg yellow.
Easter egg yellow.
That's exciting.
Precious. Love it. Yeah. Great. And then let's talk about the new record, Key to a False Door. Where did you record it, produce it? What's the story behind it?
Half the recording is done with Neil Weir at the Terrarium, and the other half is with my brother Mike over here. And we record in our practice space onto an 8-track half-inch tape, and it's kind of a good balance between.
Try to get a mixture of lo-fi, hi-fi.
Awesome.
Just, I don't know, try to please everybody. That's art, right?
No. That's the worst thing to do, yeah. But hey.
Certain songs work better on a smaller format, and then some songs work better on a larger format. I don't know why that is, but... So that's why it ends up being...
Thankfully, the guy that masters it can kind of piece them all together and make it sound cohesive.
That's his job.
Dave Gardner at Magneto Mastering. He always has given him a bunch of problems, and he solves them.
Awesome. Great problem solving. And then, also, I heard you guys kind of dabble in some Taekwondo. Can we expect that tomorrow night?
Why is this coming up?
There was an interview. Somehow, some guy found out that we had done Taekwondo when we were in college. And that was actually... Dave and I were getting real serious about it. Which is...
Yeah, we'd put on, like, full pads and go out and, like, in the snow and, like,
fight each other.
And it was really bizarre, yeah.
Pent-up sexuality, maybe? That's a problem. Yeah. So, I don't know. We're married now, so less Taekwondo going on.
Yeah.
But Jim actually did some Taekwondo here at the U of M for, like, 3 weeks, and then he hurt himself skateboarding, and then...
And that was that. I'm still white belt.
I'm purple with white trim, so...
I'm a blue belt.
Yeah.
Yes. Great.
I was like maybe 19 or 20 when we quit. It was just like something to do up in northern Minnesota. We were both living up there. So
yeah. It just kind of lived its life. And
it ran its course.
Stuff we would do before we had a band, you know? Just like,
kick
what do you
other.
Do with your time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fighting the snow.
Are you a Taekwondo gal? Is that...
No, I just thought I heard it through the grapevine. I'm like, ooh, this would be interesting.
Okay,
I was hoping maybe just bring it back on tomorrow night.
I don't know.
Maybe?
I didn't bow when you came in, so I was just checking.
Mr. Mike, Mr. Jim.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Thanks for listening.
Great. Awesome. Blind Shake will be performing tomorrow at the Turf Club at 9 o'clock with Crimes, Pony Trash, and Circles. They're releasing their new album, Key to a False Door, out on Castle Face. Thank you guys again so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. And now back to more local music on Off the Record here on Radio K.